Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, and strong drink is riotous, and none who go astray with it become wise. Fear of a king is like the growling of a young lion. He who takes liberties with him sins against himself. Honour to the man who ceases from strife, but every fool flares up. From autumn on, the lazy man will not plough. Then at harvest time he begs and has nothing. Counsel in a man's heart is like deep water, and a man of understanding draws on it. The majority of men will proclaim their own generosity, but as for a faithful man, who can find him? The righteous man walks in his integrity. Happy are his sons after him. A king sitting in his judgment seat winnows out everything that in his eyes is evil. Who can say, I have purified my heart, I am clear of my sin? One weight for one, and another weight for another. One ephah for one, and another ephah for another. They are both an abomination to the Lord. Even a boy is known by his deeds, whether his behaviour is pure and whether it is upright. A hearing ear and a seeing eye, the Lord assuredly made both of them. Do not love sleep so that you do not become destitute. Open your eyes and be satiated with bread. It is poor quality, says the buyer. And then he goes his way and then boasts about it. Gold and an abundance of red corals have a place, but knowledgeable lips are a precious instrument. Take his clothing, for he became security to a stranger, and bind him up for pledging to foreigners. Dishonestly obtained bread is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth becomes full of gravel. Plans undertaken with counsel will be established. So wage war with shrewd deliberations. He who goes around gossiping reveals a secret, so do not involve yourself with one of wide open lips. As for him who curses his father or mother, his lamp will go out in pitch black darkness. An inheritance may be avariciously obtained at first, but then its final state will not be blessed. Do not say, I will repay evil. Put your hope in the Lord, and he will save you. One weight for one and another weight for another is an abomination to the Lord, and false scales are not good. Man's steps are received from the Lord, but as for man, what does he understand of his way? It is a snare to a man to rashly say anything holy, and after the vows to reconsider. A wise king winnows out the wicked and drives the threshing wheel back over them. The spirit of man is the Lord's lamp, searching all the inner parts of the belly. Kindness and truth protect the king, and it is with kindness that he sustains his throne. The glory of young men is their strength, and the dignity of the old is their grey hair. Wheals from wounding are a cleansing, in a baneful way, and beatings cleanse the inner parts of the belly.